Begin the current daf Masech this Erech and daf Lamed Alpha. Begin three lines down with the top of the Yemen. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing in related vein from the previous Mishnah, which was related to the primary theme of this parak regarding someone who sells a steachuza. Now Mishnah says Hamichur Bayis. Someone sells not his ancestral field, but he sells his house. But the Erechim is specifically in a city that's a walled city of those houses. Says the Mishnah, Hariza Goyel Miyad. Here he could redeem his house, he could buy it back right away immediately. In other words, it doesn't have the same halacha as we said in the previous Mishnah of the steachuz of the ancestral field, where there you have to wait a minimum of 2 years before you buy it back. Here he could buy it back right away. However, v'goyel kol shnei masa chedesh, he is limited to buying it back the entire 12 months. He has a year to go ahead and buy it back. Says the Mishnah, Hareza kimin ribis. Essentially, this is like a form of interest, because if he gives him back, if the seller gives back to the buyer the money that he bought the house within the year, which is the amount of time he gets, so since it was in that same year, so there's no deduction here whatsoever in that money that the buyer had used. We don't deduct anything from the amount that he used. The seller gives back all the money. So it comes out that 1 month or week or whatever it was that the buyer had used the house, he used it for free. So essentially that was interest on the money that he lent the seller. He gave the seller money, and now he's getting back the money with interest of the utility of that house. So it's like a form of interest. However, the ain't a ribbis. But the Mishnah says it's not really a bona fide problem of interest, because ribbis is only through a loan, not through a sale. He didn't lend him money. There was a sale over here. Then the sale is undone. Yeah, he had benefit from that, since it's not a real loan, so therefore it's not a halachic problem of ribbis. Now continues the Mishnah, Mesa Meicher. Let's say if the seller dies within the year, so his son could redeem his father's house, which he inherited, now if he wants to, within the year. But after the year, then becomes confirmed to the buyer, and he can't redeem it anymore, like the pasuk says in Mikra Chafei, if he didn't redeem it until the year, then it's too late, you can't redeem it anymore. Now, let's say the opposite, let's say Mesa Lekech, let's say the consumer died, so you go miyad benoy, he can redeem it from the hand of his son who inherited him, as long as it's within the year. Now, says the Mishnah, ein mein in shana el mishos shemachar. We only count the year from the moment that the seller had sold it. As the Gemara is going to explain specifically, if let's say Reuben sells to Shimon in Nisan, then Shimon, the buyer, sells it to Levi in Ir. Once it reaches the coming Nisan, it becomes confirmed, and we don't count it according to the sale of the second sale. Rather, from the first sale, when he sold it to the first buyer, we go year to year from when he made the sale. Shemaket says, a pasuk in Yikram, says that if he doesn't redeem it, ad melois lois shana, until it's completed for him a year, sounds like for the one who it's his ancestral, it's his house, that's what we count. We don't count from when the second sale was, we count from his sale. Now, says the Mishnah, kishoim etimimu, when the next word says, doesn't just say until it completes for him a year, it says until it completes for him a complete year, timima, what's that coming to teach? Lehavi es chaydesh eibur. That comes to include the extra month in the leap year, which is, let's say it was a shana mubaris, which is that we add an extra month in the year, another adar, so then it doesn't get confirmed until it actually is 13 months, where it has to be date to day, from that day to that next year, which including that is going to be an extra month. Now Rabbi Amihi disagrees. He says, no, Tamiba is coming to tell you, litin leshana bi'ibura, to give the year and its additions, meaning whether it's a regular year or a leap year, we always give him the amount of a lunar year, which is 354 days, and the added days, how much more the solar year is over the lunar year is, which is a period of 11 days, which those are the days that we utilize when we're going ahead and making the lunar year into a leap year, because it creates that distance, and they have to be correlating, as Nisan has to be, Chodesh Aviv has to be in the springtime. So therefore, that is the extra days. That's what Tamim is coming to say. It's always a complete year, meaning you're always going to have the Eber inside, which is basically saying that we get the solar year and not by the lunar year. Now, says the Mishnah, okay, so let's say it reaches the day of the completion of the 12 months and the seller has not bought it back, has not redeemed it. So it becomes confirmed now forever to being the buyers. And that's Echad Lekech, Vechad Nitin Lebematana. That's whether if he bought it or whether it's given to him as a gift. And that is if, let's say, the one who gave it as a gift wants to redeem within the year, he could. But if not, then it's confirmed to the recipient. Shnemek says in the Pasuk, Latzmises, which the Gemara is going to explain how we see from this word Latzmises, which means that it's forever for the buyers. that it's both these halachas of that that's forever confirmed the buyers and also includes that the recipient of a gift. Now, the Gemara points out that Masnin, our Mishnah, that said that regarding the Bati Aruchayma, the first halach of the Mishnah, that he could redeem it immediately, which sounds like even on the day that he sold it, it's permitted for him to redeem it, is the Leikir Rebbe. Because the Tanya learned the Bryce Rebbe, I mean, it says in the Pasuk that Yamim, days, Tigulasai, should be his redemption. Which in a period of days he can redeem it, and he has up until a year. Now, Ein Yamim Pachas Mishnaim. The plurality of days is not less than two, which means to say that, yeah, in days he can redeem it. He doesn't have to wait 2 years like a steachuza, but he cannot go ahead and have it by the buyer less than 2 days. He has to wait 2 days, and then he can redeem it, which not like our Mishnah, but rather like Rabban, who said, no, even on the day that the sale was, you can redeem it right away. Now, says the Gemara, Rabban and Hayam and Mayabdili, what do they do with this word days? They don't require that it's left in the hand of the buyer for 2 days. They needed to teach a different halacha, that we go from day to day. That's the days that we're talking about, which also could mean a year, which is if someone sold a field in the first of Nisan. We don't count according to the global year, which is to say that, oh, once it reaches Tishrei, so that's a year, because that's how we go in general, the world population, that's the beginning of the year. No, rather, we say that in the following first of Nisan is when it's going to go ahead and be confirmed. That's what we learn out from Yamim. But Rebbe, Miyayim Liyayim Menale, so where does Rebbe know this halacha that we go from day to day and not by the world's year? Nafkele learns out from the other pasuk, Mi'ad Taim Shnas Mim Karoi, until it's completed the year of his sale, which is his sale, his year, and not the year of the world. Now, Rabbanan, says the Gemara, you're right. Most definitely, Hahu, Mibayle, you need to have, as Rebbe pointed out, that Shnas Mem Kari Shaloi, that says, yeah, the year of his sale, which is going according to his years, V'loi Shnas Shalmini Oilam. You're right, we don't go according to the year of the counting of the world. So, if that's where we learned it out from, so says the Gemara, so then the Yamim, so what do you need Yamim for? If you say that you know it already from Ata'ad Toim Shnas Mem Kari, Mibaylu, you needed to teach that L'me'is Li'es. Not only that you go from day to day, because, yeah, that you know from Mem Kari, but you go even from hour to hour, meaning by 24-hour periods, where if let's say he sold it on the 1st of Nisan at midday, that you don't count it to be a full year until it reaches the next 1st of Nisan at midday. Because the imi at time shnas memkari, say the Rabbanim, because if you only had the pasuk that Rebbe had said, that up until the completion of his year, you're right, it goes from his year day to day, have a minim yem liyem in. I would have thought to say, okay, from day to day, yes. But we don't go by based on the hour. Once it reaches the beginning of that day, that's already considered a full year. Because Rachman Yom, that's right to say days, that's coming to add even a deeper dimension, even from hour to hour. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Me'es Leis Menolei, where does he know that even from hour to hour? Says the Gemara, Nafkele Mitzimim, it learns out that it has to be complete. Complete means all the 24 hours, it has to be exactly up until midday. Says Gemara Rabban, Homi Baile Libura. But according to Rabbanan, they needed to say, as we said in the Mishnah, that to include the intercalation, they added of the extra month in the year. So the Gemara asks, Rebbe Nami Homi Baile Libura. But Rebbe also needs it to say the halacha of the Ibura, which is either to add the days of the solar year or the extra add the extra month. How could he say from Tamim, you know, hour to hour? Says Gemara, you're right. You need Tamim to include Ibura. But Miyayim Liyayim, Umi Ace Liyayim, and this is unlike Rabbanan, who needed two different drushas for it. To say that it goes from day to day and from hour to hour, Me'ad Toim Shnas Memkari Nafke learns it out from the completion of the year of his sale. He knows it both from there. It has to be exactly his full year, which is going to go not just day to day, but also hour to hour. Now, our Mishnah said, Harizukim in Ribis V'chulu, that this essentially, when he redeems back his field, his house from the Bati Aruchayma, let's say whatever it is within that period of the year, so he says he's giving the money right back, and he gets back his house, and the buyer had the utility of that house for whatever period of time it was. So it's like an interest, but it's not really a full-fledged interest, as we explained, because it's not really a loan, it's a sale. On that, as the Gemara V'tan B'lun, the Brice, it says, Harizu is ribis gemura. No, it's a bona fide problem of interest. But the Torah permits it in this situation, as the Torah explicitly says, then you can do this. So that's a contradiction. Is it really ribis gemura, just the Torah permits it, or is it not really ribis gemura? So Rabbi Yechon, this is lekash, it's not difficult. Because the halacha of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, who, as we're going to shortly explain, holds that what's called tzad echad beribis, that if only one of the options are fulfilled, where there's more than one option, if only one of them is fulfilled, there's going to be interest, then it's actually not a problem if it ends up being interest. Because like in the situation of our Mishnah, where it could be considered a loan on interest, but only because it's a situation of a sale, since it's not definitively going to be interest, if either one of the options are going to be fulfilled, because if let's say he doesn't redeem it back, and then it gets confirmed that the sale is final and the buyer gets it, so there's no interest. It's only if he backs out, if he redeems it, then it's going to be interest. That's tzad echad beribis, that's going to be mutter. However, in regards to a regular loan, most definitely you end up coming to ribis because the money is never confirmed to the buyer, to the borrower. The borrower has to give back the money, and then it's coming back with interest. That's where it's a problem, but when you have tzad echad beribis, then that's permitted. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. V'ha Rabbanan, and the opinion of the Rabbraisa that says it is ribis, even though tzad echad is like the Rabbanan, the Tanakh, learn the Braisa that this is their machlokes. Harisha Yenusha Bechaveri Mana. If someone was collecting, was a creditor by his friend for a mana. Now, Vasalai Sudeu Mecher, so the borrower who didn't have money to pay back, what he did was he made his field into a sale. How did he do this? He basically made his field as security regarding that mana that he owed him. And he wrote to the lender and he says, look, if I don't give you this money that I owe you from now up until 3 years, that field is yours. It's like I'll sell it to you for the money that I owe you. So says the Bryce as follows. It depends. Bizman shahamoicher oichel peres, at the time when the seller, which is essentially the borrower, he's like selling his field for the money that he owes to the lender. If he was eating the produce all those years, all those 3 years, so mutter, so it's permitted. However, as we're going to see, loicher oichel peres asa, but if the buyer, meaning the lender, if he was eating the produce all those 3 years, it's usher, it's forbidden. Why? Because maybe the borrower, quote, the seller, will redeem back his field within the 3 years, and then what's going to happen is that all that produce that the lender, quote, the buyer, was eating all those 3 years was interest, because all he's doing now is he's getting back his field, and he's not deducting anything from the amount of the sale, of the loan, and therefore that was interest on the, quote, a loan, although this was really tzad echad beribis, because it depends. If he doesn't redeem the field back, if he defaults on the loan, so then okay, so that's not ribis because he's getting for the payment of the field. But if he does get it back, then that is interest on the loan, and still we see that the Rabban hold it's us. Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. He says no, afbezman shor the keirachol peiros muta. Even if in all those 3 years the consumer, quote, the lender was eating the produce, it's permitted. Even though essentially it could be, as the Gemara is going to explain, tzad echad beribis, but it's not definitive. As Amar Behuda, he says, Maisa bebaisis ben zayin. There was an incident with this person, baisis ben zayin. Sha'asa sedeu mecha pi rebelaz ben azar. He did this thing by making his field this conditional sale based on the direction and guidance of rebelaz ben azar. And vulikeich echad perisoye. And the consumer, the lender, he was the one eating the produce. So you see, that's permitted. Amar Leyan, that Rabban said to him, Misham ra, you bring a proof from that story. Meicha echal perisoye, but lekech, no, it was actually the seller, the borrower who's eating the produce all those years, not lekech, and therefore there's no element over there of ribis at all, even tzad echad, and that's why it's permitted. But really, the way you're describing it would be forbidden. Now, explains Rabbi Yechanan that, my benai, what is the difference? What's the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? Tzad echad beribis, the difference between them is if there's one option that might end up being interest, is the difference between them. Because if he redeems it back, it's going to be considered interest because that's excess money that the lender is getting for the loan that he gave, which is interest. But if not, it's not going to be interest. Tanakama sava tzad echad beribis asa. Tanakama held it's still forbidden. Rabbi Yehuda sava tzad echad beribis mutter. He held that it's permitted. And therefore, that's machlekes, our Mishnah and the Braisa. Our Mishnah that says that it's not a problem is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Braisa is going like Rabban. However, as we continue to Medbeis, Rabban gives a different approach. He says, the kuli alma tzad echad beribis, truthfully you could say that everyone holds when there's one option of being considered ribis, like the way we just described it, that actually it's asr, it's forbidden. Since in the beginning, it was given in a form of a loan, so therefore it would be problematic. But v'hacha over here, that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's permitted, the situation that we're describing is that initially they made a stipulation, which was, that if the seller redeems it, within 3 years, meaning the borrower redeems it back for the amount of time that he said he'll pay up the loan, then, even though the lekech was consuming the produce, the consumer, this, quote, the lender, will give back the money's worth of the produce that he ate within those 3 years. And therefore, what they're disagreeing about is beribis amanas lahachzir kabanayim. The difference between them is, even if someone went and took the interest, but with the intention, if it ends up being like that, that then he'll give back the monies, that's a difference between them. Masava asur, masava mutu. Rabbi Huda held, the Rabban held that that's still going to be forbidden, and Rabbi Huda held it's going to be mutu. And therefore, explains Rashi, the machlekes of our Mishnah and the Tan, the Braisa is on this similar idea. With the Tan of our Mishnah held that it's not even considered tzadech beribis. Why? Because it wasn't given in the format of a loan. It was in the format of a sale. And therefore, it's not a problem. Whereas the Tan of the Braisa held that no, since ultimately there is tzadech beribis, so therefore, it's going to be considered ribis gemur. It's just a deterrent. It goes ahead and permits it. And therefore, it's not that they're disagreeing about in this machlekes Reb Yehuda and Rabbanan, because we could even say Reb Yehuda and Rabbanan both agree that actually tzadech beribis is aser, and therefore our Mishnah is also, and the Braisa, everyone agrees tzadech beribis is aser. The only question is it considered like tzadech beribis? The Braisa holds it is. Our Mishnah holds it's not, because it's not even a loan, it's a sale. And Reb Yehuda and Rabbanan also don't hold that tzadech beribis is mutter. It's just that they're disagreeing about regarding if you're going to give it back. The Rabban holds that's still problematic because ultimately it was in that interim as ribis. And Yehuda holds it's not, because if it would be, he says, like, okay, then I'll give it back if it doesn't end up being confirmed mine. So therefore, it's not a problem of ribis. That's the second interpretation. It is machlekes of our Mishnah and the Braisa. Now, the Mishnah said that Mesa Meicher, if the seller died, so Yigal Benay. So he can't redeem it back because he's dead, so his son can redeem it back. So the Gemara says, Pshita, obviously, you have up to a year that the son takes the place of the father, so why wouldn't he be able to redeem it back? Says the Gemara, what would you say? The Torah says that if a man will sell his house in the walled city, then up to a year he could go ahead and buy it back. Now, this person, the son, he didn't sell it, his father did. So you'd think he's not the seller, he can't redeem it back. That's what the Pasuk teaches over the B'haisa Gulasi. It will be his redemption, which is Mikal Makam. It sounds like in any situation, because if you would think it would only be the father, then the Torah should have said, Yigolano, he could redeem it at Tom Shnas Memkar until the end of the year of his sale. From the fact that it changed the wording and it wrote in the passive way, Bahaisu Gulasi, its redemption will be, sounds like even through someone else, even through the son. Similarly, the Mishnah said, Mesalekeach, if the buyer died, Yigomead Benai Bahula, then he could redeem it from the hand of his son, even though the buyer is not alive anymore. So the Gemara says here too, Peshitta, obviously, why can't the seller, if he has up to a year, go ahead and redeem it from whoever inherited? Says the Gemara, here too, Ma'adu Temu, what would you say? La koina eisei amrachmana. The Torah says that he can redeem it back up to a year from the one who bought it from him. Which sounds like that for the one who bought it from him will be confirmed it's his if he doesn't redeem it with the year. But if he redeems it, he has to give it back. But it's only from the one who he bought it from has to give it back. But v'ha laikana, here the son didn't buy from him, and therefore I would think that actually he cannot redeem it back from the son. That's what it says, and its redemption will be, whatever the situation is, even not from the one who bought it from him, but rather from his son, he could redeem it up until a year. The Mishnah said, we don't count a year, rather it's a year from the day that he sold it up until that same date in the following year. So Linda Bryce elaborates on this halacha and says, shana, meaning, if the pasuk would have only said ad malay shana up until it's a year, and it wouldn't have said ad malay loy shana, so any day I wouldn't know im shana l'rishin, if it's a year for the first sale. And this is what Rashi alluded to in with the way we explained the Mishnah, where if let's say the person sold it to one person and then that person sold it to another person, so if it didn't say loy, so I wouldn't know what's the year that we're talking about that it becomes confirmed. Is it the first sale? Or is it imshan l'sheni? Or is it considered a year by the second sale? For example, if let's say Reuben sold it to Shimon in Nisan, then Shimon sold it to Levi in Tishrei. So I would have thought to say that Reuben, who sold it first, would actually calculate a year, not with the one he sold it to, but rather with Levi, the second buyer, and he would be permitted to redeem it up until the following Tishrei, because that's a year of the one who has it right now. Therefore, when the pasuk says, ad malos loy shana tamima, up until one's complete, a complete year for him, now that it says lai, it sounds like that it's going for him, the first seller, and that is to tell you habashan l'rishon. It's considered a year from the first one, from the first sale to the person that he sold it to, and not from the one that he sold it to. Says the Gemara, okay, but lemi chalat. When it reaches the year of the first sale, and that we're saying, okay, it becomes confirmed, he can't buy back anymore, which one of the buyers merits in this confirmation, in this that it becomes confirmed? Rabbi Lazam, he says, L'rishon chalt, becomes confirmed for the first buyer. That is that Reuben cannot redeem it anymore from Shimon, but Shimon could still redeem it from Levi until it becomes a year from when he sold it, his second sale. Because to Levi it's not confirmed, it's not yet a year from when Shimon sold it to Levi. But Rabbi Yechonam, he says, no, l'sheinichalt, it actually becomes confirmed to the second buyer, and that is Shimon cannot even redeem it now from Levi. So the Gemara wonders. Bishlam Rabbi Elazar, we understand according to the first opinion, we calculate each seller according to the date that he sold it. So Reuben cannot buy back from Shimon because it's a year from him, but Shimon can still buy back from Levi because it's not a year from him. El Rabbi Yechonam, my time, but what's the reason Rabbi Yechonam that now that it's a year from when Reuben sold it to Shimon, that Shimon can't even buy back from Levi? So Amar Baba Bar Mamli says, because Ma Mochel Rishon L'Sheni, what did the first buyer sell to the second buyer? Shimon, who sold it to Levi, you know what he sold him in this field? Kol Zchus Shetav L'Yadi, which is a general halacha in regards to sales, whatever rights a person has in his element that he's selling in the field, he has sold those rights to that buyer. So therefore, Reuven's rights in this field was only, the Shimon's rights in this field was only up until this year that Reuven had sold it to him. Those rights is now sold to Levi. And therefore, just like it becomes confirmed for Shimon in that period that Reuven can't redeem it anymore, Levi now got that. And therefore, even at this period, even 6 months earlier from the end of his year, he has already been confirmed to him that it's already his, and Shimon cannot even buy it back from Levi. Now, similar halacha regarding two sales from the same Amor, Amar Baba Bamamali, says as follows. He says, Mocher Shnei Bati Arachem. If someone sells two houses in a walled city, Echad B'chemisha Asa B'Adar Rishon, one he sells in the 15th of the first Adar, which is when there's a leap year, there's two Adars, the leap one is called, the extra one is called the first Adar. And that's for the primary halachas we do as an Adar Sheni. So the first field he sold, the first house he sold in the 15th of the first Adar, the Echad B'Echad B'Adar Sheni. And the second one he sold in the first of the second Adar. So says Rebbe B'Mamla, says, Zeh Shemochli B'Adar Sheni, this second one that he sold in the second Adar, but on the first of the month, Kimin Shegiyu Yom Echad B'Adar Shalshon Abba, the next year, which is not a leap year, once it reaches the first of Adar, of the next year, also Leishana, it's already considered a year for him, and now it's confirmed his house, because if you go day to day, from Aleph Adar to Aleph Adar, he's already completed a year. Whereas Zesh Machle B'Chamisha Asa Shal Adar Rishon, but the first one that he sold on the 15th of the first Adar, Lo Yosu Leishon, it's not considered for him a complete year that it's confirmed his, At Chamisha Asa B'Adar Shal Shon Abba, until it's the 15th of Adar of the next year. Where although now it's going to be actually 13 months, but still the halacha is you need to go Meyayim Leyayim. So you go from the 15th of Adar to the 15th of Adar, which, yeah, since he's an Adar Rishon, so you go Adar Sheni, and then Nisan Iyasivit, so you're going through, you're getting 13 months, but that's what we said, the halacha is, you go from day to day. So therefore, contrarily, actually, that he has to wait longer to be the 15th of Adar, to be considered a full year. Now, Maskul Ravina, Ravina asks on this halacha, it says, wait, the lay malay, let the first one who bought, tell to the second one who bought, says, Ano kodim shachin nur mikama didach. Says, I was already heating up and firing up the house and cooking stuff over there before you. And yet your house becomes confirmed. Yours in the first of Adar, mine's not going to be confirmed. How is that possible? I bought it before you. So on that says the Gemara, no, it's not a problem. Shom de Amalek, because the second buyer can tell to the first buyer, yeah, because at nochas libura. Because you entered into the extra month of the year, which is Adar Rishon, therefore it's your loss. Because the halacha tells us it has to be Tamima, which is that we said that includes the Ibriya, the extra month of the year. But I was never part of that calculation. I only entered into the equation in Adar Sheni. So I never passed through an extra month. And therefore for me, yeah, it's going to be shorter. But you, because the halacha of Tamima, you actually have to wait longer up until the 15th of Adar. A similar halacha of Amar Baba Mamamali says, same idea. It says, Nodu Leishnei Talon. If it was born to someone, two lambs that are both the firstborn animals, called the Bechar, which there's a prescription that requiring them to be sacrificed as a carbon within their year, as it says in Devarim Tzavav, Techlen Hashanah B'Shanah, you should eat the Bechar within the year. Now, Echad B'Chamisha Asa Shal Adar Rishon, one was born on the 15th of the first Adar, the Echad B'Echad B'Adar Hasheni, and the second one was born in the first of the second Adar. Zeh Shenoyla B'Adar Sheni, this one is born in Adar Sheni, which is the month after Adar Rishon. Kimin Shegiyu Yom Echad B'Adar Shal Shana Haba, once it reaches the first of Adar in the coming year, also Leishana, that's already the completion of the year. You have to have already sacrificed by then. Zeh Shenoyla B'Chamisha Asa B'Adar Rishon, this one is born on the 15th of the first Adar. Loyos Leishana Ad Chamisha Asa B'Adar Shal Shana Haba, it's not yet considered the limitation of the year until you're actually in the 15th of Adar of the coming year. To which here too, Maskel Ravina, Ravina asked, V'lei malei, but he should sell him to the other lamb. Ano kodem ochel yirukim mekmei dedach. I was eating vegetables, I was eating grass before you were even born, before you were eating. How's it possible that your year is completed in the first Adar and mine's not completed until the 15th of Adar? And that says the Gemara Mishum the Amalek, because he could tell him, yeah, at noches libur, because you entered into the intercalculatory days of the year, you were in adoration. I never entered into that calculation, therefore I wasn't part of the limitation of being included that in my year, and therefore my year is finished in the first of Adar, and yours is only in the 15th of Adar. Torah Gemara asks, Hasu lamali, why did Rebbe B'mamal have to say the same halacha in all these contexts? It's the same halacha. It's all saying that the year includes the ibur, the extra month of the leap year. Why does he have to say it in both of these contexts? Says the Gemara, "Mother, what would you say now? Hasim over there by the first halacha, bati arichayma, the chsiv timim." And there, the pasuk says that it has to be complete. So therefore, yeah, that's how we know, as we said in the Mishnah, that it includes the extra month of the leap year. Hachad like chsiv timim aloy, but here by the laws of Bukhar that it doesn't say timima. So I would say actually that you don't give the extra month of the leap year, and actually the year should be completed not on the 15th of Adar, but 12 months later on the 15th of Shvat. That's what we're teaching here in the second halacha. The shana shana madodi gamer. He learns that gzeir shavu. Here it says a year, and there it says a year. Just like there, a year is complete, including the extra month of the year. So too here, a year by Bukhar also includes the extra month of the year, and therefore it's only completed on the 15th of Adar. Now the Mishnah said kishu emir tamima b'chulu, as we just alluded to the halacha, when it says that he gets a year, a complete year, for the confirmation of this being conclusively his in perpetuity. That's The Chacham said that includes the Chaydash Iber. That's what it's coming to teach you in a leap year. And Rebbe Yami says, no, Litin Shnas Iber, it's to give the extra days of the solar year that's over the lunar year of every year, no matter if it's a regular year or a leap year. Now, the Bryce that elaborates on this Machlaikis, the Pasuk says, as we said, Shana Tamima, a complete year. So Rebbe Yami says, what does this mean? It means, Minus Shalish Meis Veshisha Mechamisha Yamim, Kiminyam Mesachamet. You count 365 days like a solar year, whether we're talking about a regular Jewish year or a Jewish leap year. But Vachachamim, they say, because Tamim is coming to include like a complete meaning, which the solar year has more than the lunar year generally. But the sages say that no, Minim Shnei Masachedish Meyem Liyam. No, you count 12 months from day to day, the way we set according to the Jewish year, which is primarily a lunar calendar. Now, in the Sabra, but if it becomes what's called impregnated, there's something added to the year, which is what's called the Ibriyar, which is that of an extra month in the year, Nisabrali, then it gets added to the seller, because like it says Tamima, to say then he still gets another month to go ahead and redeem it back, his house in the walled city. Now, the Mishnah said, if, let's say, okay, reached the finality of the 12 months of the year and he didn't redeem it back, so then two halachas, the Mishnah said. It becomes confirmed that it's going to be the bias forever, and that halacha also includes the recipient of a gift. So where do we know these two halachas? So Tarmon in the Brayse, as our Mishnah said, litzmisus. What does litzmisus mean? So first of all, teaches lechalutin, that it's confirmed. That's the word litzmisus mean, which means to say that it's conclusively his forever. Now, davach, another thing we learn out from it, like our Mishnah was saying, litzmisus is l'rabbis es matana. It also includes the recipient of a gift. If the one who gave the gift doesn't back out within the year, it's his forever. Says in my time, what's the reason? What do you see from the word letzmisis? Because summis, it could have said letzamis, which would have told us the same idea that it's confirmed, but it says smisus, which is excess terminology to include even the recipient of a gift, that it's also his forever. Now, Amura Bonika Midra Papa, the rabbi said in front of Rapapa that, come on, who's our Mishnah like? Is to like Remeir. Why? Dikre Meir, if it's like Remeir Ha'ama, he says in Mesechtes Bechayas Damnon Bezim Abeis, says Matana ain't a Kamecher, that a gift is not like a sale, which is regards to the laws of the Steachuza, that it should be given back in the Yevil year for the one that gave it. By a sale, it goes back. By a gift, it says Remeir, doesn't go back. It doesn't equate a gift with a sale. So obviously, our halacha here by Bati Arachayma, that he has a limitation of a year, that not like Remeir, because he doesn't hold a gift as the same halacha like a sale. Torah Rav Papa says, not full time Remeir, you can even say the halacha of our Mishnah is like Remeir. Shani Hacha, here in the laws of Bati Arachayma regarding the limitation of the year, is different because the Rabbi Rachman Letzmisis, as we said, there's an extra terminology that Torah is including from the word Letzmisis. It could have said Tzamas, it said Tzmisus, which includes Matana. Here Remeir would agree that their Matana is going to have the same halacha as a Mecher, that it's up until a year. To which Amr Rabban Rav Papa, but the Rabbanan said to Rav Papa, Amr Lan, some say it's Rav Hun, the Rabbi Yeshua, he said to Rav Papa, but regarding that other context, as we learned in Mesechtes Becheres, by the laws of Yevil, that the field goes back in Yevil. Dechsiv Teshuvu, that it says in the Pasuk Teshuvu Isha Lachuzasa, that every man goes back to his ancestral field, which we expound, what's Teshuvu coming to say? La Rabbi says a matan, which comes to include even a gift, which that's a ribui. And Remeya, that's with the context where he disagrees with Rabbanan, and he does not include a gift to be like a Mecher. Obviously, when there's a Ribui, he disagrees and he says, no, it's only for Mecher and not Matana. Elarada says, the Gemara, you're right, Havad, like Remeya. Obviously, our Mishnah also has a Ribui. It's not like Remeya because he doesn't agree even when there's a Ribui to say that a gift is like a sale, just like over there that the gift does not go back in Yovel. Here, too, there doesn't have the halacha of being confirmed that it's the buyer's for a period of a year. That's only for a sale, according to Remeya, not as a gift, not like the halacha of a Mishnah. Now, trying to learn the Braisa, we were in our mission discussing regarding someone who sells his Batei Erechema. Here, the Braisa discusses Hamakdesh Bais Batei Erechema. If someone sanctifies his house that's in the walled city, so says the Braisa, Hariza Goel, he's allowed to redeem it right away, like a sale of a Batei Erechema. And here, however, is different. V'goyla Oilam. He could redeem it forever, meaning it's not confirmed after a year to be Hekdesh's forever, like we say regarding a sale, which the Gemara is going to shortly explain the reason. Now, goli acher miyat hekdesh. Let's say someone else redeems it from hekdesh, which that's always the classic situation. Someone's makdesh something, a person could redeem it from hekdesh. Then hegiya yom shneim asa chedesh, when it reaches 12 months from when this consumer bought it from the treasure of hekdesh, and v'le nigel, and 12 months later, the seller still has not, the one who is makdesh still has not redeemed it. Then hayichal, then it becomes confirmed for that buyer's from this batei erechema from hekdesh. So the Gemara says, Mila, where do we know these unique halachas regarding makdesh batei erechema? So Amash Moli says, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, and this is in Bayikra, which says that if a person doesn't redeem his house of a walled city up until a full year, so then the house which is in the city, which has a wall, then it's going to be conclusively Lakoina Eisa, for the one who bought it. Now, it doesn't say bought it from him, the one who bought it, which is Vafilim Yad Hekdesh. Even if this one who bought it from Hekdesh, if it's 12 months later he bought it from Hekdesh, and the one who is Hekdesh doesn't buy it, doesn't redeem it back, it's conclusively that buyer's. But the Gemara one, this is v'lechalte hektish. Why does it not become, which is one of the other halachas of the Braisa, why after a year does it not become confirmed to be hektishes, like it's essentially a sale to hektish, just like a sale to a regular person? And that is no, because Amakra the Pasuk says, it's for the one who bought it lidereisa, for his future generations. Yotza hektish ain't lidereis. That excludes hektish, which doesn't have future generations. There's no proliferation, there's no perivrivia in regards to Hashem. Hashem is Hashem always, and therefore there's no element of deris, and therefore that excludes hektish. Now, but the Gemara asks on the Pasuk. The last words, we said, we expounded Lakoina Isa and Laderesav. The last words of the Pasuk, it says, La Yaitse Beyevel does not go out in Yevel. Lamali, what do you need that for? Since he anyway is saying after the year, it's Litzmises, it's conclusively confirmed to be this buyer's. So obviously we know after a year, it's one year it's his. Obviously we're saying it's forever his. Obviously we know in the Yevel year, it does not go back to the seller. What's the point of saying La Yaitse Beyevel? Rav Safra says, Lei Nitzchei, it was only necessary to say these words in the Pasuk, El Lamoicher Bais Bebatei Erechema, to this situation where someone sells a house in a walled city, Upaga B'Yevel B'Tech Shenasai, and it actually ended up being the Yevel year in middle of that year, of that first year of the sale. Sogadai Techemina Leipik B'Yevel, you would have thought to say that, okay, it should go out in Yevel, because it hasn't yet been the year to be conclusively the buyers. Gemash Malan, that's what the Pasuk teaching, Lei Yitzchei B'Yevel doesn't even go out in Yevel, even if it's before the year is over. And then if he doesn't redeem it by the end of the year, then it's conclusively the buys, but Yevel does not remove it even if it's within the first year of the sale. Now, continuing on these halachas of someone who sells a house in the Batei Erechema, the Mishnah says, Birishayna, in the beginning, what used to be was that Hayyid Nitman, the buyer used to conceal himself, Yom Shneim Asachedish, on the last day of the end of the 12 months, so that the seller shouldn't find him to be able to give him the money, to be able to quickly buy back when people, they push off to the 11th hour, and then the last day, he's like, oh, I got to do it today, or else it's going to be conclusively his. So he's coming on the last day to go ahead, and the buyer is hiding, that it should be confirmed to be his. Hiskin Hill, so Hill was Masakin, he instituted, that the seller should be able to put the monies that he wants to go ahead and buy back his fills from the buyer into one of the chambers in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. And then he could break down the door of the house that he sold to the buyer, but he could go back in and retake the house from in this Batei Erechema. And Amos says, Shir Tzalaz, and whenever the buyer wants to, Yavav Yidlaz Ma'isav, he go ahead and take his monies, which is there waiting for him in the chambers in the Azara, because he has bought it back. he'll institute it. He doesn't have to actually get the monies to the buyer, where if he could hide it, he didn't get it to him, it would be confirmed his. So to avoid that problem, he'll was masakin that he could put the monies in Nazara. It's like it's the buyer's now, and then he could go back and get his house back before the year is over.